Hello, everyone, and welcome to Let's Talk in English. My name is Peter, one of your teachers here on the show. Today's topic is nature, and the title of the lesson is Giant Trees. Giant Trees. Anna, do you like to be in nature?
No, I don't like it, Peter. I love it. I love being outdoors. Hello, everyone. My name is Anna, and I'm excited to help you with your English today.
Well, this will be a really fun lesson. We both like trees and nature a lot. So let's get started. Here's our read it for today, and here's Anna to help.
Taylor is on the computer. She is looking at photos of giant trees. Alex likes planting trees. Trees help clean the air. Taylor tells Susie about the forest near the studio. Susie and Rob go to the forest. They can see the trees and get close to them, too. They feel tiny next to it. They see many trees with large branches.
Friends, have you seen giant trees before? What about you, Anna?
Well, I have, Peter. When I was visiting Asia, I saw a huge tree. It looked like 100 trees, but it was one tree.
Wow, that sounds really cool. Now, when I was a kid, I loved to climb trees. Anna, did you climb trees when you were a kid?
Of course, and I sometimes still climb trees.
Oh, Anna. Well, friends, it's time to get started. Let's see our keywords, and here's Christina to help.
今天 Taylor 要写一篇报道，它是关于摄影棚附近的大树。It's about giant trees near our studio. 形容词 giant 就是巨大的。Alex 对种树很有兴趣。Alex likes planting trees. 动词种植就是 plant. 树木可以清洁空气。Trees help clean the air. 名词 air 就是空气。这些树木真的是很巨大。你如果站在它旁边的话，一定会觉得自己很渺小。You feel tiny next to it. 形容词 tiny 表示极小、微小的。这些大树的树枝也是非常的大。树枝就是 branch. The trees have many large branches.
Hey, Alex. Come and look at these photos on my computer.
Wow, those are big trees. Why are you looking at them?
I'm writing a news report about them.
I like trees. I planted some by my apartment this year.
Good for you! Why did you do that?
Trees help clean the air.
Well, it looks like our friends at LTE TV also like trees. They think trees are really interesting.
And Taylor has photos of trees on her computer.She wants to show Alex.
Trees, trees, trees. We are going to say this word a lot today. Friends, do you know why we put an S at the end of the word trees?
If you do know, that's great. If not, here's Christina to help us out. Welcome, Christina.
Alex 喜欢种树，他认为树可以帮助洁净空气。Trees help clean the air. 这个句子很简单，但是我们写的时候常常会犯错。请注意主词的 trees， 很多人会犹豫，可不可以用 a tree 或者是 the tree？ 请记住，因为我们讲的是一个普遍的通则，所以不是只有一棵树 a tree 可以清洁空气，也不是特定的树 the tree， 而是泛指。树木都可以洁净空气，所以要用复数的 trees， 不加任何冠词。这点是大家一不小心就会犯的错。我们来举例说明一下，比如苹果对健康有益，因为泛指各种苹果， 所以用复数 Apples are good for your health 或者如果我喜欢猫我就可以说 I like cats 要用复数哦
Now it makes sense. Trees means more than one tree. Today we are talking about many, 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 many trees.
That's right, Peter. So Taylor has pictures of trees on her computer. Friends, do you remember why?
Because she's writing a report about trees. Taylor is a news reporter.So she is working on a news report.
Exactly. And this report is about trees. Well, Alex also likes trees. He even planted some trees.
Right. He planted some by his apartment. Why did he do that?
That's a great question, Peter.
Ouch. Why'd you do that?
I didn't mean to hurt you, Peter, but...You just said our
calendar phrase.
Why did you do that?
Why did you do that?
你为什么那么做
I planted a tree.
Why did you do that?
I watered a tree.
Why did you do that?
I took care of a tree.
Why did you do that?
It's an apple tree, and I like apples.
So that's why.
Why did you do that?
Why did you do that?
你为什么那么做?
Taylor also wants to know why Alex did that. Why did he plant trees?
Because trees are beautiful.
No, that's not why Alex planted trees.
Because he wanted to climb them?
Nope. Friends, do you remember? Why did Alex plant trees?
Oh, now I remember, Peter. Alex planted trees because they clean the air.
Exactly. Good job, Anna. Trees are good for the air. They take dirt and other things out of the air.They make it healthy for people to breathe.
That's right. Trees are also beautiful and fun to climb. Good for you, Alex.
And good for you. You're learning a lot. Let's go to our next conversation together.
Taylor, what are you doing?
I'm writing a news report for you and Rob.
What is it about?
It's about the giant trees in the forest near our studio.
That's great. I like those trees.
Then you know about them. That's good.
Yes, I like to hike in that forest. I can take Rob to see them.
In conversation B, Susie asks Taylor about her report.
That's right. Taylor is writing a report, but it's not for her. Who is the report for?
The report is for Susie and Rob. Taylor is helping them write it. Well, what is the report about?
What is the report about? What is this question about? Let's have Rebecca come and teach us what this sentence is about. Hi, Rebecca.
Hello there, friends. Are you ready for today's grammar point? Well, what are we waiting for? Let's learn it. What is noun about? For example, what is this book about? Or, what is your letter about? You can do this, so don't be afraid to use it.
Thanks, Rebecca. Well, whatIs Taylor's report about, Peter?
It's about giant trees. If something is giant, it means it's really, really big.
Peter, you used to live by some giant trees, right?
That's right. I used to live in the redwood forest. These are giant trees.
Wow, that's in California. Peter, did you feel small standing next to these trees?
Yes, I did. I had one right in front of my house. It was really, really tall.
Wow, that's really cool, Peter. Well, Taylor is writing a report about giant trees. Well, these trees are near the studio.
Oh, so there is a forest close to LTE TV. Anna, is there a forest close to your home?
Well, no, Peter. There is a small park by my house. The park has a few trees, but it's not a forest.
Right. A forest has many, many trees. What about you, friends? Is there a forest where you live?
Well, Susie already knows about the forest by the station. She likes to hike there.
But Rob probably doesn't know about it yet. Susie can take Rob there.
I think Susie has a good idea. If they're going to report about the forest, they should visit it first.
Right, Anna. Visiting the forest will help Rob know more about it. And he will like it more after he visits.
That's right, friends. Maybe you can visit a forest too. Bring a friend. Well, we'll be right back, but now it's time to take a short break. Don't go away.
Let's talk in English. 10 minutes every day. That's the way.
Welcome back. Well, did you make plans to go to a forest yet?
If you didn't, there's plenty of time to do that after the show. But right now, it's time to continue our lesson. So let's follow along with Conversation C.
Wow! This forest is huge!
Yes, I love this forest. Today is such a beautiful day.
It is a really nice day. Wow! Look at that giant tree over there!
It is a very big tree. It also has many large branches.
Let's get close to it.
I feel so tiny next to it.
In Conversation B, Susie wanted to bring Rob to see the forest.
And now, in Conversation C, they are in the forest. And it sounds like Rob loves it.
Yes, he says this forest is huge. He is really surprised.
And Susie and Rob are lucky. They have really good weather today. It's a good day to visit the forest.
Rob sees a really big tree. In fact, it's a giant tree.
Susie agrees. She says it is a very big tree.
Anna, why does Susie read that sentence like that? Why does she say the word is so strongly?
Well, there are many ways to read a sentence out loud. It is a very big tree. It is a very big tree. It is a very big tree. Those are all okay.
Right. But they are all used for different things. Here, Susie says it is a very big tree. She means that she agrees with Rob.
Exactly, Peter. Well, this big tree also has many large branches.
That's the part of the tree that goes out. A branch usually has leaves or needles on it.
Rob wants to be really close to the tree. Susie feels so tiny next to it.
Christina, can you come and teach us more about this?
Susie 说站在大树旁边感觉自己好娇小。她说 I feel so tiny next to it. 动词 feel 是感觉的意思。 我们常常用来描述个人对外在或者是情境的感受，比如 I feel cold， 觉得冷， I feel happy， 我感到快乐，或 I feel tired， 觉得累。今天 Susie 就说 I feel so tiny， 却表达了对自己的认知。I feel so tiny， 就是觉得自己好娇小，所以你也可以用这个说法来表达你觉得自己是一个怎么样的人。比如你觉得今天自己打扮得很有型，可以说 I feel cool today， 觉得今天很酷。那如果你觉得自己很幸运，很有福气，就说 I feel lucky。今天穿了高跟鞋，你或许可以说 I feel tall。这些说法都是用来讲自己的。
Thanks, Christina. I feel really happy when Christina helps us out.
Me too. So, Susie feels so tiny next to a big tree. Anna, have you ever felt like this before?
Sure I have, Peter. When I hike in the mountains, I feel tiny. Or when I fly in an airplane, I feel really small.
Wow, Anna, that's a really good point. Friends, can you talk about a time that you feel tiny? Okay, friends, it's time for us to say our key words together.
Here's the first key word today. Giant. Giant. Look at the giant cat. It's so big.
Plant. Plant.I can plant flowers in my garden.
Air. Air. The air smells fresh.
Tiny. Tiny. My bedroom is tiny.
Branch. Branch. Birds sit on the tree's branches. All right, friends, remember...Practice the keywords to remember them. Well, let's watch our conversations one more time. Hey, Alex, come and look at these photos on my computer.
Wow, those are big trees. Why are you looking at them?
I'm writing a news report about them.
I like trees. I planted some by my apartment this year.
Good for you! Why did you do that?
Trees help clean the air.
Taylor, what are you doing?
I'm writing a news report for you and Rob.
What is it about?
It's about the giant trees in the forest near our studio.
That's great! I like those trees.
Then you know about them. That's good.
Yes, I like hike in that forest. I can take Rob to see them.
Wow! This forest is huge!
Yes, I love this forest. Today is such a beautiful day.
It is a really nice day. Wow! Look at that giant tree over there!
It is a very big tree. It also has many large branches.
Let's get close to it.
I feel so tiny next to it.
A tree, that's great. Where?
Right here.
Oh, that tree is really tiny.
Tiny but important. Trees help clean the air.
Well, yes, they do.
Ah, the air smells cleaner already.
Well, if you say so.
This tiny tree is going to grow and grow and grow!
That's what trees do.
Yeah, and one day it will be a giant tree!
Maybe so.
With many large branches!
Maybe so.
So, what do you think about that?
I think you need a bigger pot.
Oh, yeah.
Today is Monday, so it's time to answer it. Here's our first question for the day. Why does Alex plant trees? Why does Alex plant trees?
You can find the answer to the question in conversation A. Trees help clean the air. All right, here's our second question. Do you visit forests? Why or why not? Do you visit forests? Why or why not? And now it's time to hear from some of our friends.
Do I visit forests? Yes, I do. I love to visit forests. I enjoy walking around all of the beautiful trees that grow there. I also really like to look and see what kinds of different trees are growing in the forest. The air in the forest is wonderful and fresh. I can relax there and breathe very easily.
Do I visit forests? Of course. I love to go hiking. I love the smell of the trees. I also grew up hunting with my dad. So sometimes I'll go hunting too. We like to camp. So on the weekends, I'll go camping in the forest. It's a lot of fun, and it's good to be outdoors. Do you want to buy something? I have some old tents, too.
Do I go to forests? Yes, I love going to forests. I love being in the nature. I just like trees in general. Trees help clean the air. I love the fresh air in the forest. And it's always good to go hiking in the forest. It makes me feel really great. So, yes, I go to the forests.
Do I visit forests? Yes, I love to visit the forest. I love the clean air, the cute little animals, and most of all, the quiet. When I'm stressed, tired, or sad, I like to go to the forest to feel better. Sometimes I go with friends to walk. And sometimes I go by myself to sit and read and think. Next time you're sad, you can go to visit the forest.
Well, this has been a really fun lesson to learn about trees. Don't you think, Anna?
I agree. But learning about nature is just the beginning.
That's right. You need to go out there. So, friends, we'll see you again, but I hope you enjoy some trees. We'll see you next time right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.